Welcome to the Med2U Family Podcast, where we bring real talk, real care, and real answers for everyday health. I'm Chris, your host. Today, we're talking about something that sounds fake, but feels very real: sun poisoning. Have you ever come home from the beach glowing red, popped an aloe bottle in the fridge, and tried to laugh it off? But what if your head's pounding, your skin's blistering? You feel woozy, and suddenly, this isn't funny anymore. That's not a sunburn, it's sun poisoning. And no, it's not rare. It just doesn't get enough attention. Let me tell you about one of our Med2U patients. Her name is Kelly. Kelly spent the day at the lake. She had sunscreen on but didn't reapply. By evening, she had a fever, nausea, chills, and her arms were bright red and bubbling. She thought she had the flu. Turns out, she had sun poisoning. Luckily, she called her Med2U provider, not the ER. We guided her through the steps to recover at home, fast. What's actually happening in sun poisoning? Your body is reacting to extreme UV exposure. Your skin is inflamed. Your immune system is on high alert. And your nervous system might even get involved. It's not a surface-level burn. It's a whole-body crisis. Five signs you might have sun poisoning. 1. You feel nauseated or dizzy after sun exposure. 2. Your skin develops blisters, not just redness. 3. You get a headache or fever. 4. You feel cold chills even in the heat. 5. Your sunburn doesn't improve after 24 hours. It gets worse. How to protect your summer self? SPF 30 or higher, reapplied every 2 hours. Cover up when you can, especially shoulders, scalp, and neck. Drink more water than you think you need. Don't wait until you're burning to seek shade. Know your meds. Ask your doctor if any increase your sun sensitivity. When to call for help. If you're confused, vomiting, seeing blisters, or feel faint, don't wait. That's why Med2U exists. We're just a text or a video call away. We offer telemedicine, urgent care, and direct communication with your provider because your summer memories shouldn't come with medical regrets. Summer should feel like freedom, not like regret. Sun poisoning is real, but so is prevention. Reclaim your energy. Reclaim your health. And let the sun lift you, not burn you down. Thanks for spending time with us on the Med2U Family Podcast. Be sure to read the full blog on our website, follow us on socials, and tell a friend who needs to hear this. We'll see you next time under a wide-brim hat and with a bottle of SPF.